See, I should be really, really angry with you. I just mean, wow, I startled you. I've never seen you jump before.
Wow.
Hi. Didn't expect to see me, did you? Well, of course you didn't. I mean, you did put a contract on my life, so. Yeah. No wonder I startled you. And I should be really angry, just incandescent with rage that you put a contract out on me. That's not really. I mean, now, I will admit, I'm not a relationship expert. I'm really not, because, well, our line of work isn't really conducive to healthy relationships, but I'm pretty sure that if you kiss someone and say that you love them, that you shouldn't put a contract out on their life. But you did. So, yeah. I should be mad. No, I'm not. I'm not mad. I'm miffed. I won't deny that. I am miffed. I am resoundingly miffed, but not mad, because if I was mad, you know that you would be dead. But you're not. You're breathing. You're standing there looking confused and adorable. And I'm smiling at you, and you have no idea what's going on. And it's adorable. You're adorable. And I never thought I would call someone who put a contract out on me adorable, because that is, that's just bad business. Real bad business. But this isn't business. This is personal. This is really personal. I love you. And now you look even more confused, but you're like hopeful. You. Oh, darling, you. You are such a fucking idiot. And I mean, it's not your fault. It's not your fault because you are. You were just. How did you ever complete training to be a spy? Now, I'm not dissing your talents because you are very talented. You are one of the best, but you're also a fucking idiot. Just so fucking dumb. But not really. Because for a spy, you are so unconfident. You hide it well. You really, really hide it well. I see it. Because I feel it too. It's easier to be someone else. It's easier to live a legend, to be flirtatious and confident, to drop those sparkling little one-liners. You know the ones I mean. That is easy. What's not easy is being us. Because we're not comfortable in our own skin. There are doubts and worries, and there's always that question, is it real? Mostly because it's never real. When you're a spy, everything is affectation, everything is a glamour, everything is not real. But what we have is real. The way we connect is real. Wholly inconvenient. So annoying, but so real. The connection we have, the chemistry, the... I don't even know. It made being your nemesis a fucking nightmare, I can tell you that. Oh, you are just... under my skin. You were in my thoughts. You were there, and it was real. It was us, it was you and me, and inconvenient feelings, messy feelings, unwanted feelings, feelings that we both don't know how to deal with. And it was obvious. It was obvious. It was super obvious because what we have, it's special. And victorious. Victoria. The double agent of all double agents. Maybe a triple agent, maybe a quadruple agent. I'm not even sure she knows. What I do know that she knows is that we're in love. And that moment was coming. That moment where it was going to be a landslide. It was going to be jumping off of a cliff. It was going to be lightning. It was going to be something. The moment where we couldn't deny it. The moment where we said it and she knew that she would lose you. No, not as an idiot. Adorable idiot. Lovely idiot. Sweet idiot, but still an idiot. It wasn't about losing you as an agent. It was about losing you because I'm not the only spy who's in love with you. Victoria is crazy for you. Just head over feet for you. And I get it. I really do get it because I am too. Because you're lovely and sweet and charming and funny and a little bit insecure. You're not all smooth lines, you're rough edges and jutting points that catch. We might not have known what was happening, but she did, because, well, when you're a double agent, I know. You see shit, I guess. And she saw it, and she started whispering in your ear. Started sowing the seeds of doubt. And we are just messy balls of doubt and insecurity underneath everything. So, you thought that I was programmed, brainwashed, and you put a hit out on me. Because you couldn't kill me yourself, which is sweet. Well, it's sweet to me. Because if you didn't care, you would have dispatched me yourself, but you couldn't do that, could you? Because despite the fact you thought it was just programming, despite the fact you thought it was just another spy game, what we have, what we share, the love that's there, it goes deeper. But you're still an idiot. But I'm an idiot too. I'm an idiot who's in love with you. Stupid in love with you. Ridiculously in love with you. So in love with you that I'm not angry that you sent someone to kill me. Several someones. Several very highly skilled someones. That was actually quite complimentary. Very complimentary. I blushed. I'm still a spy. Even if I am stupid in love. But it's not programming. It's not brainwashing, it's just me. I'm just a girl who's stupid in love with you, but I'm not just a girl, I'm a spy. And Victoria's been whispering poison words in your ear. So right now you'd be well within your rights to just shoot me, just kill me. But I love you. And you said that you love me, and we're both a mess. We're both really good at our jobs, but just terrible at being in love. We're both suffering from Victoria's duplicitous nature. And I'm miffed, but I get it, because if I were in her position, I would probably do the same thing. Better though, because I am so much better than her. But I love you. And I'm here talking to you like an idiot, because you're an idiot. But we're idiots that love each other. All you have to do is go against every single spy instinct that you have. All you have to do is reach out and take my hand. And then we can... I don't even know. I have no idea. I have no plans. I just... I love you. And yes, you're an idiot, but you're my idiot. And I just love you so much. So take my hand. Please take my hand. If you don't, please just shoot me, because because without you, there's no point. So, darling, sweetheart, honey? Probably not honey. Pumpkin. That could work. Take my hand. Take my hand and let me love you. Let me wrap my arms around you and just love you. The real you, the messy you, the insecure you, the you that you're not quite sure how to be. Take my hand. I love you.